You're listening to DeBears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down. Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. This is your host, Will DeWitt, and we're just one day away from our Week 7 game against the New England Patriots, which means it's time for my three keys of the game. So how can the Bears bounce back from that meltdown in Miami? What are the keys to taking down Brady and Belichick's Patriots? Well, let's find out. And let's go ahead and just take a look at my very first key this week, which is going to be stop the run. The Bears, they were the best run defense in the NFL throughout the first 5 weeks, but things got all bent out of shape last week in Miami when they gave up nearly 160 yards on the ground. Now, if the Bears want to win this game, they must return to form, and that stout defense must return that we saw before the bye week. For New England, in the Patriots' 4 wins this year, they're averaging over 30 rushing attempts for almost 144 yards and 1.5 touchdowns per game. But in their losses, they're running the ball about 9 times less per game, averaging only 80 yards on the ground, and they haven't scored a rushing touchdown in either of their losses. And their yards per carry is a huge difference. When they're winning, they're averaging 4.6 yards per carry, and when they lose, that average drops to 3.8 yards per carry. In the last few weeks, the Patriots have relied more heavily on their rookie running back, Sony Michel. He's been fantastic running the ball. 316 rushing yards, 4 touchdowns over the last 3 games. Michel, he's been ultra effective when fighting through contact over those last few games. He's 5th in the NFL over that span with 186 yards after contact. That means it's going to be crucial for Chicago to get back to fundamental tackling this week. Wrap up Michel, take him down to the grass. Don't let him break any arm tackles and fight for extra yards. Those are confidence killers, as we saw last week, and those kind of plays often lead to bad things for the defense. Stop the run. Make New England one-dimensional on offense. Granted, this does put the ball in Brady's hands more, but you would rather try to slow down just Brady alone than have to do that and worry about being gutted on the ground at the same exact time. Moving on to key number 2 this week, push the ball deep. Over the last 2 games, the Bears have been really pushing the ball downfield, and it's no coincidence that the Bears' offense has had 2 of its best games during that time. Trubisky, he has thrown the ball at least 20 yards downfield on 26.3 of his passes in the last 2 games. And just looking at the last few weeks, he's throwing the ball deep more consistently than any other quarterback by a long shot. The next player on the list, Patrick Mahomes, he's only throwing the ball deep on 16% of his throws. Now, as we know, Trubisky, he has been effective with his deep ball lately. That sleeve, it's really done wonders, hasn't it? But seriously, just take a look at these stats. Over the last 2 games, he's 11 of 15 for 369 yards, 4 touchdowns, and a 154.9 passer rating when he's throwing the ball at least 20 yards downfield. The Patriots, they're allowing 11.2 yards per catch this season, but they're giving up the 8th least amount of passes for 20+, only 13, or just a little over 2 per game. But that doesn't mean the Bears shouldn't really take their chances still. And remember, Kansas City came away with a few big plays against New England last week. And even if the Bears don't hit home as effectively as they have in the previous 2 games, if the Bears can just continue to take those shots, at the very least, it should ensure that the defense doesn't really creep up in the box, opens up some things underneath as well. A big part of Chicago's successes with the deep ball have been due to Taylor Gabriel and Tariq Cohen. They are both atop the NFL in yards per route run over the last 3 weeks, and it'll be interesting to see how Matt Nagy can find ways to scheme them open downfield now with 2 weeks of film that New England has to prepare for. But if the Bears can continue to push the ball downfield, and even if it's not as effective as it's been over the last 2 weeks, it should still keep the defense on its toes, open up some bigger windows in the short and intermediate passing game, which is really going to still continue this offense to kind of keep up with what it's been doing over the last few weeks. So for me, if the Bears can continue to take those deep shots, it's just going to kind of keep that defense weary of giving up that big play. Now on the flip side, let's look at the third and final key of the week, which is going to be for the Bears defense to limit those spring plays. Last week, a big detriment that led to the Bears' demise was the fact that they allowed too many plays after the catch. Now, I'm not going to go through the specifics of those 19 missed tackles you saw, I saw, and I don't want to put either of us through that again, but if the Bears want any shot at this game, they must not allow it to happen in consecutive weeks. Now, first up here, I'm looking at Rob Gronkowski. He does lead the team in receiving yards, but last week he had a couple of really good plays after the catch, beating guys with just sheer power and will. Really can't have that happen this week for the Bears. Also, keep an eye on James White. He is fifth in the NFL in yards after the catch. He's averaging a whopping 9.4 yards after the catch per reception this season. Now, luckily, his long this season is only 27, so teams have been able to kind of keep him in check and not really allowing him to bust out some of those gigantic games, and the Bears really must follow suit. He's elusive in space, and he does a good job of setting up his moves to make defenders miss. So just like stopping the run, this circles back to fundamentals on defense. The Bears must take proper angles and ramp up these guys before they get behind the defense like Miami did time and time again last week. But if the Bears allow more of these spring plays, doubt's going to start to creep up into their heads of the defense just yet again. And instead of reacting, they're going to start thinking, and maybe just thinking a little bit too much. And all of that's a recipe for disaster, because just that slight hesitation is all Tom Brady needs to really make some magic happen on offense. So those are my three keys. To recap, if the Bears contain Sony Michel, continue to take their deep shots, and limit those big games after the catch, they should find themselves with that sought-after win against New England. But what's so great about the game of football is there's so many variables that go into each and every matchup. There's way more keys than just these three. So if you're watching here on YouTube, comment with your keys of the game, or feel free to tweet them to us. Or heck, even just send me an email, will@thebearsbros.com. I love to know what your keys to victory are. Now, I want to thank everyone who tuned into all of our episodes throughout the week. And if you missed one, make sure to head back into our feed, because there's plenty more pregame content to consume before kickoff. I hope each and every one of you have a great rest of your weekend. The next time that you hear from us will be immediately after the final whistle blows on Sunday afternoon. Make sure to head over to our YouTube channel for the live show and chat as soon as the game's over. But until then, let's go steal a win at home. And of course, bear down, Chicago. Bear down!